wondering, wondering why I sing the blues. Oh, people, you all have been wondering, wondering why I sing the blues. Yes, I want you to just listen and say that you're me instead of you. Yes, you want to, or you do get married to someone for the rest of your life. Oh, and it's always someone else whenever you outside. Oh, you get the affection of a servant, the kindness of a slave. You get the affection of a servant, the kindness of a slave. Yeah, the love of a dog that can't hear a word you say. Ah, I'm trying to say something, something just to pacify. I might not have lived right all of my life, but people, please believe me, I've tried.
Welcome to Nothing But the Blues with me, Cliff. Some classic B.B. King getting us off the Why I Sing the Blues. It was recorded in about 1958, but unissued for some reason until it appeared in 2002 in the 4-CD set The Vintage Years. Here's somebody I've played before as well. This is Marty Greb.
Oh, dreams coming true. No news is bad news, baby, when it comes to you. Everybody slow down, I want the lowdown. Everywhere I go now, I get those looks that got me shook. All my friends are busy, I've been working too, but it seems like I would hear a word or two from you. I'm tired of being the only one on the outs when everybody's in. I'm in a bad condition, my patience is wearing thin. Everybody slow down,
lovely Marsha Ball with The Lowdown from her 2003 album So Many Rivers. And before that, Marty Greb with Lowdown Blues again from his new album High Steppin', which came out at the end of last year. Well, a couple of little ladies now, and I'm not being patronising. I'll explain after I've played them.
I need that person. I'm half alive and he's driving me mad. He's only human if he's to be had. I must have that man. In his arms when she's kissed. But I'm afraid that he's cooled off and maybe I'm ruled off his list. I'll never be missed. I need that person much worse than just that. I'm half alive and he's driving me mad. He's only human if he's to be had. I must have that man.
What is this sadness that's like in me? What is this madness that's striking me? Could it be the moon up above or the one that I love ain't been thinking about me? What is this sadness that's like in me?
Lady called Little Miss Higgins with Wash These Blues Away. It's from her 2010 album Across the Plains. It's not all blues by any means. There are a couple of what you can only describe as novelty numbers. But if you're looking for something different, it may be of interest. And she's going to be touring the UK next month. And before that, Little Del Christian with I Must Have That Man. Recorded in Chicago in December 1928. Louis Armstrong on cornet. He was everywhere, wasn't he? And Earl Hines on piano. Well, let's slow it down a bit now.
what he too has gone. Oh, you know that wolf is a moon. Listen. Oh, but he too, you know he gone. Every once in a while, Mr. DJ, why don't you please spin one of them songs?
Thank you. for a minute. I want to talk to you. No use sitting in the corner weeping and moaning. You know, loneliness is a real bad thing. I think I'd rather do anything than be lonely. But you know, there's a whole big world out there, and it's full of opportunities. But in the meantime, I'm gonna take my guitar here, and here's what I'll do. I'll play the blues for you.
That's the Mighty House Rockers with Les Wilson, Play the Blues for You. I'm not sure when it was recorded. I'm playing it from a 2-CD compilation called Nothing But the Blues, which seemed appropriate. And before that, Buddy Guy with DJ Play My Blues. It's the title track from his 1981 album, and with his brother Phil, also on guitar, sadly no longer with us. Phil was one of the best support guitarists ever, I think. Well, let's go down in the alley now.
Sometimes I think that you're too sweet to die. And another time I think you ought to be buried alive.
Recognised Blind Willie McTell's guitar there, Rough Alley Blues, recorded in Atlanta, Georgia in October 1931. But you might not have recognised Ruth Willis. And actually, he was accompanying her, but it gets included in McTell's catalogue these days. And before that, Richard Rabbit Brown with James Alley Blues, recorded in New Orleans in March 1927. Well, let's come right up to date now to 2011.
Psychological abuse. When I see my girl with another guy, crying into
Yes, King King featuring Alan Nimmo. Don't you get the feeling you've been had? It's from their great new album, Take My Hand. And as well as the rocky stuff, they also do a great version of John Hiatt's Feels Like Rain, an extended version of Eric Clapton and Robert Cray's Old Love. So it's not all the sort of out-and-out heavy stuff, but it's a great album. I'll be coming back to it. And I'm coming back to this one now. I've played a couple of tracks from this. This is the Delta Flyers.
Seems like I was in, I was being like this. take back my woman autumn.
Willie Brown with Future Blues, recorded in Grafton, Wisconsin in May 1930. And as far as I can tell, he worked on the Dockery Plantation with Charlie Patton. And that's the link to the previous one, the Delta Flyers with Dockery Farm, from their great new album, 16 Bars. Well, let's have a couple of washboard players now.
Enjoy's man came this morning. And I had to go to bed. I'd taken off a pick and I had to go to bed. I didn't have no money to get a nurse on my head. You will need your insurance, no. Look me in the eye. Insurance man, turn around and look me in.
music. I was just 16. I couldn't understand all the records, 'cause I was young and green. Now let me play your seabird. Yes, mama, one more time. Yes, let me play your vendor. Your music sure sound good to me. I work hard for my money, I spend it all away. You owe me your vendor at night and keep it locked all day. Now let me play your vendor. Yes, mama, one more time. Yes, let me play your seabird. Your music sure sound good to me. Play it one time, boy. Your day or night records are kind, pepper hot. Now let me play your seabird. Yes, mama, one more time. Yes, let me play your vendor. Your music sure sound good to me. Just right. I can play it right now or play it later on tonight. Just let me play your seabird. Yes, mama, one more time. Just let me play your vendor. Your music sure sounds good to me.
Fabulous, absolutely fabulous. Washboard Sam, Let Me Play Your Vendor. Recorded in Chicago in November 1941. Memphis Slim on piano, Big Bill Brunzi on guitar. And a vendor was a jukebox. He actually mentions the Seaberg brand, but I don't really think that's what he was talking about. Call me suspicious if you like. And before that, Washboard Walter with Insurance Man Blues, recorded in Grafton, Wisconsin in April 1930. And sorry about the surface noise, but I think the music's worth it. Well, let's sneak another one in here now. This is Charlie Booker.
I Kamikaze Greenville, smoking beer in Leland Point and Leland Point and down. Well, I believe I'd keep my woman out of Greenville town. Please, you.
Charlie Brooker with No Riding Blues, recorded in 1952, in fact. It's his rendition of the guitar licks from Charlie Patton's Green River Blues. Well, this has been Nothing But The Blues with me, Cliff, and the website is www.nothingbuttheblues.co.uk, and there you'll find the playlist with links to all the artists I've played today. And you can email me, cliff@nothingbuttheblues.co.uk. Well, just after last week's show went out, we learned of the sad death of Gary Moore, aged only 58, way too young. And I don't usually end with an instrumental, but this is from his 1995 album, Blues for Greenie. It's The Supernatural. Rest in peace, Gary. Thanks for listening. Catch you next week.